Losada. Thank you so much for joining me today in my podcast, Overcomers, where we talk about how to overcome life's difficulties with a friend, faith, and a cup of tea. Today, I'm drinking green tea, which has numerous health benefits. Some of them are for your skin and your eyes. It's also highly recommended to use a squirt of lemon and some honey. I'll say for somebody who never uses a sweetener in their tea, adding that little bit of honey is really delicious. We're in a series right now called Overcome by Anxiety to Overcomer, a mother and daughter's faith journey prevailing through anxiety. Today, we're going to talk about our last anti-anxiety muscle of having a positive mindset in order to overcome anxiety. It's so easy to become stuck in the valley of anxiety. Anxiety left untreated and untended can result in depression. Sitting in our sorrows for too long can cause us to welcome depression first as a visitor, and when left unchecked, a permanent couch surfer in the living room of our lives. We go through the valleys in order to contemplate the whys, to put some perspective in our experiences and process what we've gone through, and then to accept the things that we can't change. But then we need to be able to pack our bags and move forward out of that valley. We don't want to be an Eeyore, because an Eeyore left alone can result in bitterness, sourness, and depression. We need to teach our children to recognize their negative feelings and negative mindset so that they don't sit and stew in it. Let's not be constant complainers, but let's learn to see the good and the positive in life. I know for me, about a year ago, I was noticing some Eeyore tendencies coming up. I was seeing a lot of things with a negative outlook. I wanted to be intentional to change that. So I went out and I bought myself a little spiral-bound index card notebook where I could start keeping track of all the good things in my life. Every evening before I was going to sleep, I was putting the date in the corner and just writing down everything that I could think of for my day that was good in my life. I started with basic things like being healthy, having a job, a home, and food. And then from there, I got more specific about smaller things like having time to cook dinner or that my garden's growing. Maybe it's being able to take my child to an afternoon appointment so that they didn't have to miss school that day, or having a nice chat with a friend on the phone. What I noticed is that as I was filling out my index card, more and more things were coming to mind. I was noticing and remembering more good in my life. And then I ended up starting to fill out the back of my note card as well. What I realized is that it was so easy for me to focus and dwell on whatever negative had happened during my day instead of the so much good that was in my life. It took me being intentional and really focusing on the good and recalling it in order to change my mindset to be more positive. In this way, I was able to finish my day and my night having a positive outlook on my day and my life, feeling hopeful, rather than a negative outlook and focusing on what didn't go my way or what I think didn't go right, leaving me discouraged. We have a choice of what we're going to choose to focus on and what outlook we're going to have in our lives. As a potter can take the shards of a broken jar, add water to it, and reform the jar into something beautiful and with purpose, so our Heavenly Father can take the broken pieces of our life, infuse His Holy Spirit, and create us into a vessel that it is stronger, sturdier, and repurposed. Just as the potter has to take his jar and put it through the hot fire of the kiln in order to be formed, the same way we have to go through trials in our life that are used to sift out the impurities to make us more whole and complete. God uses this beautiful imagery when he's speaking to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 2 through 4. He says, "Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message." So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. What a beautiful picture of what God does with our deformities, our thorns, our brokenness, and our mars that the world gives us. He goes and takes those and reforms it into something that he designed a specific purpose and that is so beautiful. We need to teach our children that life is not a fairy tale, but it's a training ground for knowing God more and becoming more like him. It's a journey, not a sprint. It's a test of endurance, not speed. It's to be present and not press fast forward. We can have a positive outlook by remembering all the good and blessings in our life and choosing to refocus our minds on what is good. We can also teach our children how to reframe a situation. I know I've shared with you guys before about how my daughter had this anxiety crisis when we were on a family vacation in Austria. Once we returned home, I decided that I wanted us to reclaim part of that trip for all the good that it had, instead of allowing anxiety to paint just a black page over that whole trip and make it all bad. So with my daughter, we went to a craft store and we bought a scrapbook and some stickers. And then we went through all of our memorabilia from our trip, tickets and brochures and fun mementos that we had. And as we went through each thing, creating every page, we were able to remember funny stories, beautiful moments, things that we saw, and slowly we were reclaiming our trip for all the good and reframing it in a positive mindset instead of allowing what was bad to be our focus. I still have our scrapbook, and I'll show you how we did it. We just went through and put some stickers with some of our memories. We remembered how we went to the salt mines and the adventures we had. We also recalled how we saw beautiful ice caves and explored them. And then we talked about how beautiful the music was when we went to the Mozart concert in Salzburg. Then we talked about how we saw the marionettes doing the Sound of Music. There were just so many good memories that why were we going to allow her anxious moments to steal the joy and beauty from us? So with my daughter, we started reclaiming those things and remembering the good, working on having a positive mindset over that trip instead of allowing it to be drowned out by the bad and the anxiety. Having a positive perspective and reframing our experiences helps shed a positive light. And that is vital for us to move on in our journey of life and not becoming stuck. We can choose what we're going to allow our minds to dwell on, what is good and what is beautiful and all the blessings in our life, or what we think is going wrong or shouldn't have happened. Today, I'm going to close us with another scripture from Jeremiah and a prayer for you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Dear Father, life is full of struggles and unexpected difficulties. Teach us to see things through your eyes, to see the possibilities and how you can repurpose hard things in our lives to better us. Help our minds to dwell on all of our blessings and the good in situations. Let us create a mindset of positivity in our homes so that our children can learn to focus on the good instead of disappointments. Shine your hope in our lives and bless my friend today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on Overcomers with a Cup of Tea.